Hello and welcome to the Profitable Nomad Couple podcast. This is a show where we share all of our secrets about building a sustainable, location-independent lifestyle.
We're Austin and Monica. We're a digital nomad couple here to help you develop an entrepreneurial mindset, ignite your passions, and develop a purpose-driven online business.
Get ready for weekly insights and inspiring stories to empower you to live life on your own terms.
So are you ready to unlock the nomad mindset and embrace a life of limitless possibilities? Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. And today we're answering a question that somebody submitted to us. This was something that somebody asked Monica. And the question was, how do you know if something aligns with you? And Monica has been ruminating on this question nonstop since it's been asked.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, it kind of threw me for a loop because one of our biggest things that we talk about is making sure that you are aligned in your business, making sure you find something that just lights you up, that you just really love and you're aligned with it. And then this girl came back to me and she was like, but how do you know if you are aligned with something?
It seems like kind of a basic question, but it's at the same time, it's kind of a profound question.
Yeah. I was like, well, I mean, you just know. And then I was like, but how do you know? And I've been thinking about that ever since.
Yeah. So since then, we've been talking about it. We jotted down several things that came to mind and we ended up basically creating a list of 7 things that we feel like are good identifiers of whether or not you are aligned with something. So we want to go through each of them and talk about them. And then maybe this will help you as you're trying to figure out a path forward. Maybe it's with an online business that you want to do, or maybe it's something like, where do you want to move to next? There's lots of different ways that this can play out in your life, but we're just going to go through and talk about them and hopefully shed some light on how to know if something aligns with you or if you align with something.
I think this first one is really near and dear to my heart. And it's just this feeling of authenticity, like that you are able to just be yourself completely. Like this thing, whatever it is, just totally embodies who you are. And it just feels like a natural fit. And it just complements your strengths and your interests and your personality rather than conflicting with them. And the reason why this is such a big one for me is I do feel like a lot of times we try to play roles or we try to be what other people think they want us to be or try to look like everybody else. And we end up kind of living this weird like half life. Like it's not entirely against who we are, but it's not really it doesn't embody who we are completely. And the second you find something that allows you to just fully embrace every side of you and just be who you are and authentic, it's a really good indicator that you have found something that really aligns with you.
Yeah, I feel like this one's a little bit hard to explain other than like it just feels right. Like you said, it's just a natural fit. It doesn't have to be forced. It kind of flows naturally with who you are and what your strengths are and what your interests are and your personality. And it just like it's like a puzzle piece that's fallen into place a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like in our business, for example, when we started out as virtual assistants, it's a very like detailed, meticulous job. Like you have to be so detail oriented, and I am not a detail oriented person. And so I had tried so hard for such a long time to essentially be you, Austin. Like I was trying to, I was like, Austin's so good at this. Okay, how can I be more like Austin? And I was trying to like implement so many things you did, like even down to like your morning routine and everything, which now that I say that out loud sounds very creepy and stalkerish. But I was trying to be somebody I wasn't, essentially.
Number 2 is related to your passions and like the excitement that you get from this thing. So if you are aligned with something, you're going to feel like a genuine sense of excitement and passion for it. When you think about it, when you're participating in it, going back to this idea of like you're naturally drawn to it. And then that's that activity, that path, that thing that you're working on is going to give you energy and it's going to give you like more life.
The third one is that it matches your values. So it is ultimately taking you to your big goal in life. You have actually a really good example about this as far as what you were thinking about studying.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I took a class, a music theory class, and it was the best class I've ever taken. I absolutely loved it. I had a great teacher. I was really good at the material. I just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed music theory. And so I was trying to figure out as I was getting closer to graduation, what I wanted to do after high school and what I wanted to study in college. And for a long time, I was trying to figure out I was thinking about doing music education, and I wanted to go into some sort of career around music. And I didn't know what it was going to be yet, but I looked up some different majors that I could have studied. And I felt like for a while I was trying to force it until I realized, like, I came to this conclusion that I wanted to continue my music education, but more as a hobby. And I was learning and realizing that a full-on career in music and music education, or whatever, it wasn't music education, but something related to music, a full career around that wasn't really aligned with what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be. Even though music was something I wanted to continue, my values and goals were around music as a pastime and music as a hobby. And so that helped me figure out that music as a career choice, music as a degree in college, wasn't aligned with me.
Yeah, the biggest point here is that you have to know what your end goals are. You have to spend some time asking yourself, what do I actually want? And who do I actually want to become? Which a lot of people don't do. And so the key here is to know where you're going, know what your end goal is, and then you can check and make sure that you're on the right path towards that goal.
Number four is you don't feel as overwhelmed. And for me, the key here word is as overwhelmed. I don't want to give off this impression that if you're aligned with something, you're not going to feel overwhelmed at all, that there's not going to ever be challenges or setbacks or anything like that. But in my opinion, if you're aligned with something, when you come up to those roadblocks and those challenges, it's going to be less overwhelming because you are aligned with it. You're excited about it. And like I said before, it's giving you energy. And so when you come up to something that's a challenge or something that's making this hard for you, you come up to that and you're going to be like, okay, what can I do to overcome this? Or you know what? This isn't that big of a problem. Let's just go around this, find out some strategies to overcome this instead of setting you back, you know, quite a ways.
Yeah, that's good. And then the next one is it kind of feeds into this positive feedback loop. So you have something that you really like doing and you're really anxious about it and it makes you super excited to be working on it. And then when you work on it, you get better at it and you feel fulfilled and you get joy and you feel a sense of accomplishment, which then makes you want to do more of it. And so it's this cycle of I like it, I want to do it. When I do it, I feel fulfilled and I get really happy, which makes me want to do more of it. And so it's just this like constant cycle that feeds itself and it kind of becomes your internal motivation for continuing in this thing.
I like it. Number six is that it resonates with your intuition. So what I mean by that is really similar to the first point we made. It's kind of this gut feeling telling you that this thing that you're pursuing is right for you. Simply put, you just feel good. It feels amazing. It empowers you. It feels, in a way, it feels effortless. Like it feels like you could do this forever. It makes you feel powerful. It makes you feel confident in yourself. It makes you feel capable. Again, that's not saying that you know everything about this. Like, for example, if you're trying to pursue an online business and you're trying to figure out if that online business aligns with you, that's not to say that you are 100% capable in everything that job entails yet. That doesn't mean that you are invincible. You can go out and do everything related to it. But what it does mean is that it feels right and you feel driven by pursuing this activity. And number seven is that ideas will flow more readily, more easily, and you feel more creative. If you are aligned with something, and like we've talked about already, like it just fits, it feels right, you're passionate about it, you're excited about it, you don't have to force creativity. A lot of times if you are doing something and working towards something that you're not as aligned with, it almost feels like you're pushing a boulder uphill all the time. You have to like schedule out creative time. You have to schedule out things a lot more because it feels a lot more forced. But if you're aligned with something, then it's going to flow more easily. And a lot of times ideas just come to you and sometimes you can't stop the ideas, whether you're out jogging, lying in bed, sitting down doing work, wherever you are, sometimes inspiration just hits because your mind is so wrapped up and enveloped in this thing that you're pursuing. And that leads to so many more creative ideas that just spark one after another.
Yeah, ultimately, finding something that you are aligned with is the key to living a really fulfilling life. It makes it so much easier to work on a business when you're living in cool places. It makes it so much easier to allow your creative your creativeness out, it makes it easier for you to embody who you are as a person and to learn more about you and yourself and just to become better. Like, this is such an important key to becoming the best version of you. And so finding something that you are aligned with is really about paying attention to how you feel, paying attention to what gives you energy and what takes energy from you, and just really listening to your inner guidance. It's important, like, if this is something that you are really, really passionate about finding, which I hope everybody is, I hope everybody is seeking the thing they can include in their life that is the most aligned with their higher version of themselves. But it is going to take some time to get quiet and to spend time with yourself without outside input, which at first is really hard to do. But it's super important to start listening inwards and listening to yourself more.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Profitable Nomad Couple podcast. We appreciate you listening to us today.
If you've enjoyed this episode, share it on Instagram and be sure to tag us at Austin and Monica. Together, we can inspire others to embrace a location-independent lifestyle.
And while you're there, we'd love to connect with you. So make sure you follow us for more tips and inspiration on living your dream location independent lifestyle.
Until next week, remember that you have the power to shape your own path. So stay curious, stay adventurous, and stay connected.